the biggest and oddest things happening at the 2021 Olympics. It's Anna and Raven's Japantastic.
A lot of great things going on at the Olympics, but a lot of ridiculous things, too. Let's start with, did you ever wonder why the athletes bite their medals, Raven?
It's an old gold thing, right? To make sure that it's real.
Absolutely. So it's kind of like a photo op. But the whole thing is back in the old days when miners used to go mining for gold, that if you found real gold, it was somewhat soft. So if you bit it and it made a mark, then it was real gold. But if you bit into fool's gold, it'd break your teeth in half.
Yeah, here's the thing. Back in the day, not a lot of dental work out there anyways.
No.
Right? Your dentist was a guy who basically like had a hammer and a chisel.
Yep.
And he would, pack it with weeds or whatever and be like, use that as a sap. See if it feels better in a few days.
But here's the thing. They're saying you shouldn't be biting your medals this year at the Olympics because they're not actually made of gold. So only 1.2% of a gold medal is actually made of gold. The rest is silver, and it's made from recycled cell phones. They've collected over 6 million old cell phones to create the 5,000 medals they need for the Olympics this year.
I mean, it seems like a good use of something, right?
I agree.
Mean, what else were you going to do with that stuff?
I know, except if you really wanted a gold medal that you thought you could pawn for like a good amount of money, you bring it in, they're like, no.
Those days are long gone at this point. So basically, that gold medal is made out of the same stuff that a recycled bag would be.
Absolutely. The other big news that's kind of ridiculous coming out of Tokyo this morning is, to me, this sounds like a frat party. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to let this news guy tell you.
Okay.
Some Tokyo Olympics athletes have complained about being bored during their spare time at the Games, so a few ended up drinking together in a park on Friday. But that goes against the Olympics coronavirus rules, and now the gathering is being investigated by organizers. The punishment for those involved could be losing one's Games accreditation.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so Russia gets to show up and just do whatever? But if you had a beer with somebody in a park, they might sanction you?
Wait.
What is wrong with these things?
It's like it's a manhunt to find
these
people.
This is so ridiculous.
I just imagine four guys wearing their Olympic hoodies, drinking Colt 45s in a park.
I mean,
they're like, we're going to find these people and we're going to show. Wait, here's the best part. Wait for it, Raven. The Associated Press says that the Olympics made it very clear that they're allowed to drink by themselves in their rooms.
Right, that's perfect. Right, that's perfect. Wait, we're focusing on mental health this time, but we want to encourage you to drink in secret. Right,
by yourself. But if you were in the Olympic Village in your dorm room by yourself, you could drink as much as you want without repercussion, but don't.
Tell me there's something else ridiculous happening. There can't be something more ridiculous.
Nope, that's basically it. That's going to wrap it up.
That's enough.
Yeah.